Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. We are the Odd Couple, as you heard, live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's all that. And it's the way tire buying should be. We got Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus lead NFL analyst and podcast host, and we requested him. We called him out. Bring him on. We want to talk about these rankings.
Wow.
Patrick Mahomes actually called him out last night too. Not Sam, but PFF said they'll probably take a few points away from him for a couple of those passes, which they no doubt will.
If he was eighth after five touchdowns, is he 15th?
Right.
He only had two last night.
Right. So that'll be a fun conversation with Sam. But, Rob, let's stick with the NFL. Heck, it's a football Friday. You know we are. You would agree, right? I mean, just about the most intriguing team out there is the San Francisco 49ers.
Only because they're built to win now, Chris. So, yes. And we, you know, they got off to a bad start. We looked at the schedule. We looked at the Bears. That's a win, right? Even
right.
with a rookie quarterback, that's a win. And it wasn't a win.
Yep.
And it was ugly in the second half.
And look, the buzz had been around Jimmy G. It was inevitable. But yesterday, or I don't know if Rob G, was it yesterday or the day before? Steve Young, the Hall of Fame quarterback who led the Niners, of course, to a Super Bowl title, he came out and said it's a nearly impossible situation that Trey Lance is in, which I get what Steve is saying, and last night I kind of agreed with him. But the more I think about it, Rob, I mean, I get it. It's tough. But at the same time, wouldn't you like to be in a situation if you're a young quarterback where you got great receivers, you got a great O-line, you got a great defense, you got great running back? Like, you can win. If you're ready, you can win with that team.
I get that mentality, but also your margin of error is smaller than if you're a Lawrence or, a Wilson.
But what would you rather?
No, I understand. You would love to be on a better team.
Right.
But if you don't, if you're not improving right away, Chris, that's the difference.
Right.
Like, if you're Wilson with the Jets, I know he's hurt, or Lawrence the second year in Jacksonville, nobody's that breathing down your back, right? Nobody.
Right.
They're not
right.
expecting you to win. So it's not that. That's what I mean. I agree. If you could have more players and a team that's ready to win, you have a better shot. But your leash is shorter on those teams.
No doubt. If you had to choose.
Nah, I would want a good team.
Wilson,
I don't want to be on a bad team to get beat up
situation.
For three
right.
years. Ask Sam
right.
Darnold, okay?
Right. I mean, and I don't know that he's going to ultimately be a better quarterback than Trey Lance. I don't know how good Trey Lance will be. Mac Jones would have been able to step into this situation and been productive because he was ready. Trey may not be ready yet, but could be better down the line. But a Mac Jones would have stepped into a Niner situation, I think, and been fine right away because he was ready to quarterback an NFL team. But that's just one of the things that has been said to put the heat on Trey Lance as they enter this game with Seattle this weekend. And Rob, Seattle, they beat Denver. Maybe Seattle's better than we thought, or Denver's worse than we thought. But if the Niners, Rob, are favored by 10 points over Seattle, which is amazing to me, and if they lose this game and Trey Lance doesn't play well, Jason Lockenfora from the Washington Post.
You're right online from what he said. Jason Lockenfora is people who have worked with and for Kyle Shanahan anticipate that if they start out 0-2, that Kyle would not hesitate to pull the plug and get Jimmy G back out there.
So in fairness, he said people who have worked with.
Yes.
And for, so in fairness, Rob, it sounds like he's saying guys who've been on staffs with Shanahan.
They know how he operates.
Yeah,
and
they're
and
saying, look, there's no way I see him sticking with Lance after two. Now, that doesn't sound like it's a source
imminent.
Necessarily right inside
no, it's more,
the Niners.
No,
you know?
It's more about knowing him, working with
right.
him, and maybe a confidant or people have worked with him before, Chris, who just know he's not going to be long for it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
like again, you just said it. 9.5, 10-point favorites, and if Geno Smith somehow puts another pizza in the oven and gets another win, you know what I mean? It's going to be hell to pay. You tell me if they lose to Seattle, Chris? No. He's got to win that game.
So let's get to that. If you were running the Niners, and I can go first if you want.
You
but
can
it's
go
up to
first.
You. Okay, if I'm running the Niners, and I've said, Rob, I would give Trey Lance 6-7 weeks. And I hate to even put a number on it, but look, you got to because you don't want to ruin this season. Mike Golic just came on. He said he'd give him about 5 weeks, 5-6 weeks. 2 weeks, Rob. I mean, now here's the thing, and we don't know this. Maybe Trey Lance has looked bad throughout training camp. There were conflicting reports. There were some saying he's looking great. He's taking command of the team. And obviously all the players, spoke positively about him. But then there were reports saying they're concerned about arm fatigue, his accuracy, that he wasn't looking that great. If he did not impress you in training camp, and then he comes out the first two games and looks woeful, I don't know. I mean, that's something we don't know, so maybe that would play into the decision. But from what I know, Rob, and what I can see, I would not bench him after two games. Because to be honest, number one, Jimmy G might not have 15 starts in him. I mean, let's keep it real. Jimmy G, for all the talk about how he was pedestrian and just average as a quarterback, despite his wins, a big part of why they went after Trey Lance or any quarterback for that matter was that Jimmy couldn't stay healthy. In his 5 years there, Robbie, he had two full seasons, and one of those he didn't even play the whole season.
No, I think that's all legit, but I just think Trey Lance has to play better to continue. And I'm not saying after two games,
so
I'm with you.
What would you do? If he's bad and they lose Sunday?
I would evaluate after the first four games. Did we get beat because the other team just played well? Did he play okay for a rookie? Is he Jimmy G? Did he play all right for a rookie? Is he progressing? I would take a look at the four games. After four games, if you're 1-3 or 0-4, and he's the reason why we've lost, then I have to seriously consider, Chris, making a change. If we lost, do you know what I mean? Like, that's how I would look at it.
You might not be able to go six. If he's not showing any improvement.
Right.
Show me something.
Show me something. If he has a game, say he doesn't play that well this week too. And then he plays well in week three. Chris gets a little better. He's making some throws.
Right.
And you lose because of something else. And then he plays week four, and he's playing a little bit better. His percentage is higher, completion, you know, and stuff.
Right.
And you go, no, he had a pretty good game as well. Man, it was terrible about that, the other
fumble
quarterback
or
whatever.
Right.
Yeah, like the running back fumbled and it cost us a game. I can't blame Trey Lance if he played better.
Right. Right. No, that makes sense. Look, two things out there, though, Rob, that I got to speak on that I disagree with. And these are, you know, coming from the media and different perceptions and things.
Right.
One is that the notion that Trey Lance would be lost. Like, if you benched him, you lose him forever.
No, I disagree with that.
I'm sorry.
Too.
First of all, Steve Young said this, Rob. He said if Jimmy G's presence there shakes
he's
Trey
not
Lance
win
to the
anyway.
Point
he's
he can't
not,
perform. Yeah, he wasn't going to be that guy anyway.
No.
And I agree with that. Look, you and I'll just give you an example from something in our business. If we couldn't make deadline, if the pressure was just too big, because, you know, we used to have to write
Running story,
600 to 1,000 word stories.
Yep. On deadline.
Yes, during the game. Send it in 5 minutes after the game's over, if not right when the game's over. And then you'd have 45 minutes to an hour to go get quotes and rewrite it. If we couldn't do that and just mentally the pressure got to you, you froze, whatever. We couldn't have done that job.
You can't be in that business. Once you miss deadline a few times in the newspaper business, you are not covering any games. You're not. They're not going to.
It's just not for you, and that's fine. But so I agree with Steve Young on that. And my thing is this, Rob. Let's say in week four or five that Jimmy G replaces Trey Lance for the rest of the season. That doesn't mean Trey Lance can't be the guy next year. I mean, Trey Lance is only in his second year. He played at a Division I AA school, for goodness sake. He was a two-star recruit out of high school. Okay, he's thrown less than 400 passes since high school. Rob, that's about two-thirds of an NFL season as far as passes thrown. And so he might just not be ready yet. Doesn't mean he won't be ready next year. It gives him another year to watch Jimmy G, to learn, to work on his mechanics, everything he needs.
I
totally don't agree with the notion that you can't bench him or if you do, you lose him for the rest of his time there.
And the other thing is, and we're not saying he's of Aaron Rodgers' ilk, Chris, but Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years. It didn't stymie his career. It didn't make him where he couldn't, after 3 years, you'll never be any good. No, you can still make a career.
Absolutely.
After not playing for a couple of years, if you learn and you're ready when they finally give you that. It's better to be when they finally give it to you.
Right. Agreed. The other thing I disagree with that's kind of out there is this notion that they gave up three, whatever it, the exact haul was that they gave up to get Trey Lance, right? Three picks or whatever they gave up. They gave up a haul to get Trey Lance. How in the world can they not play him? Look, if just because you made a mistake 2 years ago, you don't just ride with that mistake. If it was a mistake, then you got to correct it pronto.
I think I said this before. Joe Dumars said something to me once, Chris, when he was executive, the GM and president of the Pistons. It ain't about being right. It's about getting it right.
Thank you.
Hello. It ain't about being right. It's about getting it right. And yep. Joe D had traded, Chris, some guys he drafted. You know what I mean? Where he drafted Mateen Cleese. Realized it ain't going to work out.
Yep.
And all he was going to have was people keep saying, how come Mateen not started? Because he wasn't going to start on that team.
Right.
And he traded him. But that's my point
to you. That was the right thing.
That was the right thing. It wasn't going to work out.
Yep. Yep. It's not about pride. Golic alluded to it, right? Pride, ego. This is my guy. Look, it's not about you as the coach, you as the GM, showing us how smart you are. Show us how smart you are by winning football games. That's it. And if you made a mistake on Trey Lance, and I don't know that they did, but if they did make a mistake on Trey Lance, then once you realize it, go with the guy that's better. Don't sit there and play him just because, well, we gave up so much for him. Then fix it. Like you said,
right.
Get it right.
Get it right. Not about being right.
All right. Your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If the 49ers fall to 0-2 this weekend with a loss to Seattle, would they be better off or would they be making a mistake by benching Trey Lance for Jimmy Garoppolo? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Money!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me for the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I think that was Rick James. Can we leave it for Rick James?
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem their credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your cards, your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Look, Rob and I, you guys know, we don't have a problem replacing Trey Lance with Jimmy G if it comes to that, but we both think two games is kind of quick. What do you think?
Yep. Let's kick it off, Chris. Mark in Sacramento. Our man Mark, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen? Happy anniversary, gentlemen.
Thank you.
How you guys doing?
Man, yes. four years. Unbelievable, right, Mark? Thank you.
Hey, I can't believe I've been babysitting you guys for 4 years, man. I can't believe it.
The worst part is having to change Chris's diaper. That's the worst part.
Oh, God. Yeah, and bring too far.
And bring some facts to his feelings.
That's right.
Real quick, there's been a... like a 10-year period or so of these owners not thinking they're spending the money now, they got to get them in there. They're forcing these young kids, some of them not ready, to go in there. And this kid, of all kids, maybe should have set a little bit more time because he hadn't played football in, what, 2 years almost?
Right, so, and he played didn't play it at the highest level either.
Yeah, so these owners forcing these kids, sometimes they're not ready. So what, they come out, even when they come out of college, sometimes they're not ready. Some of these kids need to sit and see the speed of the NFL. They don't see that in college.
They're doing it because if the kid's not making a lot of money, then they can, you know, build around them. And, you know, Rob, we haven't seen Mahomes yet win it with the huge payday. Obviously, Dak, Kyle, you know, it's sometimes these guys do win it in their rookie scale. And that's what Russell Wilson wanted, you know, when he was young as a rookie scale player. So that's what they're afraid of. But you're right. At the end of the day, you got to put the best product out there, regardless of age and the salaries.
No doubt. Todd in Long Beach, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Todd?
Hey, guys. Hey, happy anniversary, Rob. Man, that's you finally beat your 4-year run at Magic City. So,
that's right.
Congratulations.
That's right. And I still have a couple dollars in my pocket.
Right. Doesn't cost you as much.
I believe it just comes down to one thing. How committed are the players in the locker room and the upper management in winning this year? That's what it comes down to. If they want to win this year and they've lost two games right off the start, and like you said, he did not look good in either one of those, you're going to see their commitment to winning right now versus letting him progress over time.
Well, I think the players are definitely committed to winning right now.
Right, but the organization, I think, is what he means. Like where?
No, I get that.
Yeah,
right.
Where are they? The players want to win. They got, of course, they want to win. They're ready to win. Thanks for the call, MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Thanks for taking my call and congratulations on you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate guys like you, MJ, for real.
Appreciate it. It would be hustling backwards, giving a hook to Trae Young after just two games. We have to remember and put in perspective that Trae did not choose the 49ers. The 49ers chose him. If he wasn't ready, if they couldn't get him up to speed, if they still those smartest coaches in the room, if they haven't gotten him up to snuff, that's on them. All of this
is it on them, though? I mean, real talk, on,
yes,
keep
yes,
him on.
They
keep him, Jay, on.
Yes.
I mean, I don't buy that totally. Because he's the one got to play. He might never get it, no matter how good the coaches are.
And let's be honest, this is the one thing, MJ, we're not picking on Trey Lance. There have been a ton of top picks at quarterback who never got there. They never figured it out. I mean,
I can't put that all on the coaches. I'm sorry.
Right? Jamarcus Russell.
Sam Darnold, Marcus Mariota, Mitch Trubisky. I mean, they're getting their shots, but, you know, the shine's off of them. We could go on and on, Rob. There's plenty of guys.
Too many guys. Really, yeah. we don't even have enough show to name right. All the quarterbacks drafted high, Chris, who didn't get it done.
All right, we got Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus.
Chris, ready to rip him. I can't
NFL
wait to hear this.
Analyst and podcast
Chris, this
host.
Is going to be the first rip job by Chris Broussard in the 4-year history where he takes somebody to town.
I don't rip our guests.
No,
guests,
I do it.
No, I'm going to talk to
Rob
him.
Rob Parker.
I'm going to speak my mind, but, you know, he
rip
can say
him.
What he wants.
Nah, rip
he
him a new one.
You can rip him if you want. You can rip guests. I speak to them. They're guests on my show. But we'll keep it real, though. That's for sure. All right, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by AutoZone, of course, where they have the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Our next guest, Pro Football Focus's lead NFL analyst and podcast host, friend of the show, Sam Monson. Sam, welcome.
What's up, Sam?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Good, man.
Hey,
good.
Sam,
now,
Chris got a bone to pick with you, so I can't wait to hear this. All right.
We've been wanting you on since we saw those quarterback rankings from week one. And Sam, Patrick Mahomes throws 5 touchdowns, 0 picks, and 360 yards, the most of any quarterback last weekend or week, and he's ranked 8th. Do explain that. How in the world? Wasn't he behind Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, well, the first thing is the smaller the sample size, the more fragile the grades are, and the more like the gap between 2nd and 4th and 8th, it's all in the same kind of ballpark. There's, you know, 7 or 8 grading points between all those guys, and there wasn't that much between it in terms of the PFF grade. But what the PFF grade does that's different to all of the like statistical derivatives, whether it's just yards, whether it's completion rate, whether it's the more advanced stuff like EPA or, you know, completion percentage over expectation, all this kind of stuff, what we're doing is quantifying plays that don't show up otherwise in the box score. So things like when you throw the ball to a defender and the defender drops it, you know, a lot of people don't care because it didn't count.
Right.
It was an almost play.
Like but me, I don't
Chris,
care.
Chris don't care, but right, because too many of them happened. I know what you're saying, because I remember Mahomes had like one of the highest, I can't remember what they called it, but probable.
Badly thrown ball. Something
like that. Right? Isn't there some sort of stat where the guy doesn't make the interception, but you still count it as a bad throw?
Yeah, there's a few different places that track something similar. What we call them are turnover-worthy plays. And the reason we track those is because they're a better indication of what a guy is going to do in the future. So it's important to know when he threw the ball to a defender, even if the defender didn't drop it or not. It doesn't matter for the team. You know, if he doesn't get punished, if the defender drops it, the team doesn't care, you know, but it's important because those are the kind of mistakes, those are the kinds of plays that happen again and again. And I think Thursday was exactly the example of that. I mean, you look at the box score from last night's game, it's a minor miracle that Patrick Mahomes came out of that game without an interception to his name. He spent the entire game throwing it to the defense. And Justin Herbert was right there with him. Like, those two guys were pitching the ball to the defense the whole time. So neither one of them got a good grade from that game.
No.
Sam obviously didn't like that that little shot that Mahomes took at PFF in his press conference.
Did you hear that?
Where is he going to be ranked? Right now, I mean, I guess you don't have any.
He already said
yet.
It. He already said
his
it.
His game, he's not going to get a good grade for that game.
Yeah, he was right. He knew.
He did know. Let me ask you about another guy who's hurt and we're waiting for him to come back, Dak Prescott. And we saw that offense in Dak in that playoff game against San Francisco. And then week one, I know obviously got hurt, but even before the injury, that offense looks god-awful. And what about Dak? I mean, dispel. Some people think he's a really good quarterback. Some people think he's a middle of the pack. And some people don't think he's that good. Where is a Pro Football Focus when it comes to Dak Prescott?
What I think we've learned about Dak Prescott in his entire NFL career is that he might be the most susceptible quarterback in the NFL to changes in his supporting cast. And if you put a great group around him, if you give him great wide receivers, if you give him a great offensive line, he'll play really well. You know, he can be a top five type of quarterback with that kind of support system. But when any of that goes away, you know, if you mess with his receivers, if he loses a receiver, if he loses Tyron Smith, his left tackle, which happens, you know, reasonably often these days, it starts to get worse, and he gets quite worse quite quickly. So we saw that in week one that, yeah, the injury was obviously bad, and that's not going to be good for Dallas going forward. But he wasn't playing well at all before the injury because he doesn't have Amari Cooper anymore. He doesn't have Tyron Smith anymore. The offensive line isn't what it was. The receiving core isn't what it was. And Dak Prescott just isn't capable of elevating a group that isn't really good around him. So, you know, do with that what you want, I guess. It kind of puts him in the middle of the pack, right?
No doubt.
So Sam, Rob and I, you know, a lot of people, but, you know, are going at Trey Lance.
Yes,
and we just call it like we see it. But beyond Trey Lance, we've said one of the reasons Trey Lance is getting so much criticism is because he's on a team that's built to win now. You don't hear a lot of criticism for the most part of a Trevor Lawrence, a Zach Wilson, guys that aren't that are on bad teams, not expected to win. But Trevor Lawrence, look, I thought last week, I mean, he certainly has some good moments, but he missed a lot of passes that actually some that could have been touchdowns. What do you think of Trevor Lawrence so far? Like, is he grading high with PFF? Or, like, what are you seeing? And what are the numbers, your numbers, telling you about Trevor Lawrence, how good he is or not good?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence's grades have been pretty bad since he came into the NFL. And I think you've got to start to be getting a little bit worried about him at this point.
Yep.
Because if you were expecting, you know, you get rid of Urban Meyer and just change the coach to anybody, the situation is going to get better, and this year we'll see the real Trevor Lawrence. Well, week one against Jacksonville, it looked pretty much against Washington, it looked pretty much the same. You know, the change from Urban Meyer to Doug Peterson, it hasn't transformed Trevor Lawrence. We're still seeing the same guy. And you know, he's a young quarterback. He's still got time. But for a guy that came into the league with that kind of billing, he wasn't just an ordinary first round, even number one type of pick.
Right.
He was billed as the greatest quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, yep, or maybe since Peyton Manning. That goes back to 1998. And we just haven't seen that. And Peyton Manning's a really interesting example because Manning set the rookie interception record as a rookie. Yeah. And yet nobody was worried about Peyton Manning at the end of that season. You know, they knew because he'd shown enough. It was like, okay, he's making some mistakes. He threw a ton of interceptions, but he looks really good. Next year, look out, NFL. Nobody was saying that about Trevor Lawrence last year. It was, yeah, he's making a lot of mistakes, period. Like, there's no good. Right, we're seeing an occasional flash, but we're not seeing that Peyton Manning kind of talent that he was supposed to have.
Trey Lance, you know, I heard people making excuses, the weather, this, that. How did he grade out and how
legit is that weather
stuff? Yeah, the weather thing, because I thought the Bears played in the same weather and everybody was trying to give him a break because of the monsoon in Chicago.
Yeah, it was really tough to take anything out of that game. Trey Lance didn't have a good grade, but neither did Justin Fields. It was such a weird game. The Bears were able to make a couple of big plays that was the difference in a low-scoring, ugly kind of game. I think we'll learn a lot more about Trey Lance and the 49ers this week than we did out of that game. It's one of those games where I think the weather was so bad that you just kind of have to put a pin in it and say, look, those games are really tough to take any concrete learnings about it. I think the same thing is true for Chicago. You know, we come out of that game and we're like, hey, Chicago's offensive line didn't look that bad. Maybe they're not going to be as bad this year as we think. I think this week they might really struggle against Green Bay, and we kind of actually go back to what we thought preseason. So I think we'll learn a lot more about Lance, but he hasn't exactly set the world on fire, whether it was in that game or last season when he came in, or even in, you know, the off season when the 49ers sort of had to be dragged kicking and screaming into giving him the starting job and embracing him as their new quarterback of the future.
Sam, last thing from us. What's your take on the Trey Lance Garoppolo situation? You think they should just stick with Trey Lance the whole season, regardless of what happens? Or do you think they should be open to getting, you know, replacing him with Jimmy G and, you know, within the next several weeks if necessary?
I mean, they traded so much to go up and get Trey Lance. They must have been incredibly confident that he was going to be that guy going forward. And I also think that, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo has a level that is not that high. I know it's high enough that it's been able to take them to the Super Bowl and those kinds of things, but they knew that Jimmy Garoppolo is not good enough to sort of take them where they need to go. That's why they made the move for Trey Lance in the first place. You know, it's great to have him around as a backup if they need him, if injury dictates it or if something else, but it's going to be really hard to go back to Trey Lance if they have to pull him and put in Jimmy Garoppolo. And if they're blowing this up already, you know, they're still going to be paying first-round picks for this guy. It would be, I think, a pretty disastrous move if they have to go back to Jimmy Garoppolo for any reason other than injury this season.
All right, that's Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus. Does a great job. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. For my money.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, that's my who,
Sam,
who's the
don't
best
worry
quarterback
about
in the NFL in your view?
I think, you know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, these guys are otherworldly talents. Like, these are the most talented quarterbacks maybe that the game has ever seen, and we're seeing a bunch of them right now. We've got Allen, we've got Mahomes, Justin Herbert, I think, can be at that kind of level as well. I think we're just really lucky that this is the next wave.
All right. That's our man Sam. We appreciate you, man.
Yes, have a good weekend. Thank you, buddy.
Take it easy, guys, anytime.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio, as we switch just briefly to the NBA and Russell Westbrook. That's next. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done, Rob, just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Rob Parker, you heard about the big Lakers move, right?
I did hear about it. A little shocked by it.
They're signing Dennis Schroeder. So now they've got three point guards who are used to starting on the roster. Russell Westbrook, Dennis Schroeder, and Patrick Beverley.
Chris,
go ahead.
If I'm Dennis Schroeder,
there's no way I could come back and play for the Lakers for $2 million. I mean, you want to talk about the all-time mishandling of a situation where he turned down.
But
80,
not their fault.
No, I'm just saying I couldn't do it. I lost $84 million, and now I'm going to come back and play for peanuts, $2 million. I'd rather sell pizza in the stands than to come back. I'm just saying, Chris.
Are you serious?
He fumbled it.
I hear you, but he don't have a choice.
No, I'm just saying. I don't know how
unless
he does it.
Unless he wants to get out of the league or play for less somewhere.
I'm just saying, I would have a hard time, Chris. I just would. I'm just being $84 million was on the table. I'm not blaming the Lakers. He turned it down.
I was going
to
say, like,
but I'm saying to go back to the same place. No.
If they screwed him, I hear you, but he screwed himself.
But I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it for an organization where things just kind of, you know, went awry and I didn't sign, and then things, I didn't play well or whatever it was, and then I didn't have a deal. I took $5 million from Boston, and then now I got $2 million to come back. I'm just saying. I mean, he can do whatever he wants. I'm telling you, I wouldn't play. I could not. I'll play anywhere, but I couldn't play there.
Well, he is playing with the Lakers, and a lot of the writers plugged in. Jovan Buha from The Athletic, friend of the show. Rob G, who are the other writers? Sam Amick from The Athletic?
It was Jovan Buha and Sam Amick, both friends of the show.
Yeah, they're saying that there's a great chance that the Lakers bring, or should I say try to bring, are intent on bringing Russell Westbrook off the bench. Now, Mark Stein, my former colleague at ESPN and then worked at the New York Times where I worked, not with me, but after me, he's saying that they're looking at those two that they can play together, start together, and Pat Bev is coming off the bench. I don't know if Schroeder and Westbrook can play together, but we're looking at their roster, even though Westbrook is like the better player than Schroeder. Rob, if I looked at their roster and was just like, these are the best guys to start for fit, Schroeder would be my starting point guard.
You,
and Westbrook
remember
would have control of the second unit.
I agree with that. You just got to get Westbrook to agree to it and have him figure it out. What I would do is recount what's happened to other aging stars, Chris, who didn't do that, who didn't accept that role, and what their careers were. We talk about it all the time. AI in Detroit.
Right. And then that's Memphis.
Wouldn't you spell it out? I would. Dude, I'm telling you, you could prolong your career. You already are etched in. You're a top 75 player. You won an MVP. All the other stuff, right? You went to an NBA Finals. Right. Dude, do you want to what do you want to do? You want to play for just this year, or you want to play for 4 more years? What do you want to do?
Well, I hear you. And that would be part of my approach. If I had to sit down with Russell Westbrook and tell him we want him to come off the bench, first thing I'd do is you know, like you said, talk about, look, Russ, you've done it all.
Right.
You're going to be an icon. Like 30 years from now, people are going to remember the guy that averaged a triple-double for 4 years. I mean, that you're set. You're top 75, Hall of Famer, all of that. All you need now is to win a championship. And then nobody can say a thing about you. And then I talk about how we feel like the best, like I'd show him how we're planning to play and why Schroeder, you know, we think he could be the starting point guard. And Russ can have the second team and how good that'll be for the team and good for him, so on and so forth.
Ego, though.
Then, at the end of all that, then I might bring up the AI, the Carmelo. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if he
kind
of gives me a little static,
if he gives you any pushback, right. You could say, right. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm trying to help you,
right,
Russ.
I'm trying to help your career. Here's what other guys of your ilk weren't willing to do. And I'm telling you, it's not going to work.
Right. That's how I would do it. I don't know, Rob. Gut feeling. I think if he accepts it, his body language is going to be bad. I think he can accept it verbally, but I don't know that he can do it. I just don't think he can do it. I'm sorry. You're probably I'd right. like to see him, but I don't think so. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.